Mayday! Mayday! Can you hear me?
The pilot cried into her comm. She blinked, frustrated tears from her eyes, tasted blood in her mouth. Her head throbbed from where she had taken an earlier blow on the head in the firefight.
Can anyone hear me?
She cried again. The pilot cycled desperately through the secured channels that the Resistance had provided her when she'd taken the mission, but no one answered. She tried the Radis again, certain someone there would hear her, but nothing. Either the attack on her ship had severed the communications module, or the channels were being blocked. She let out a small sob as the stolen tie shuddered and rocked beneath her. She could feel the heat at her back, smell the acrid scent of the engine smoke as it filled the cockpit. She knew she only had seconds left to live, and she didn't want her mission to have failed. Her assignment after the Hosnian cataclysm had been to help make sure the construction of a planet killer never happened in secret again. And the pilot was certain she had found something that would help defeat the First Order in the stolen encryption key she now had in her possession. But the precious codebreaker would die with her if she couldn't pass it along. With a shaking hand, she quickly shoved the small data chip into the port just below her ruined holo display and held her breath until the console acknowledged it had read and uploaded the file. She smiled, small and grim. She would not fail. If she couldn't get through to her Resistance contacts, perhaps there was another way. Another way from her past. She briefly clutched the small snake pendant she always wore around her neck, muttered a plea to her gods, and then, from memory, she punched in the illegal radio signal that would call the only person she still trusted on her homeworld. She held her breath and waited. But no one answered. And it was too late. She couldn't wait to confirm the connection. She would just have to hope. She hit the command to transmit, knowing that sending the key put her friend in danger. If anyone found out, they would have a First Order target on their backs. But she had no choice. A bright blinking green light told her that the transfer was complete, just as a blinding brightness surrounded her. She opened her mouth, but she didn't have time to scream before her world disintegrated around her. The citizens of Coronet City watched the tie explode into nothingness. Some curious, most apathetic. And they continued on home, to waiting families and household pets, or to the cantina to meet with friends, or to 1,000 other places under the setting sun. The exploding tie didn't even make the evening news feeds. And by the next morning, it was all but forgotten.